Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Balsall, please?
Speaking.
Hiya, George. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yes.
Are you okay, George?
Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. Have you got 5 minutes to have a chat with me?
Yes, no problem.
Okay, fantastic. Just to let you know, George, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said earlier, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. Sounds like fancy. Yep. What it means is I get to know you. I get to know your case. I go out and find the information for you to substantiate your case.
Yep.
I'm not going to drag you over, you know, your statements. You've already done that. I'll do that once I have all of your information. Me and you will go back over everything.
Yeah.
My role, George, is more to understand how your time and care has followed you into your adult life.
Yep.
So whether that be depression, anxiety, you know, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. I'll then write to those local authorities or relevant authorities, and I'll gather your information, and then I'll present it to Scottish Redress just to substantiate your claim and try and get you, you know, the maximum amount of recognition and compensation.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, George?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, thank you. Do you suffer, George, or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety?
No, I don't know, but just when you were saying about, you know, when I actually did come out of care, I ended up in prison.
Yeah.
And I just basically wouldn't listen to any, you know, authority figure whatsoever.
Yeah,
obviously we've been through that again as kids and that, so I just didn't listen to anybody. But I've never had any issues with drugs or that, no.
Okay. Any sort of mental health issues, any, you know,
no,
stress?
No. No, I say depression. I've never been diagnosed with that, but I have been through, you know, quite a few relationships where I've had kids to them, and I've never been able to, you know, settle.
Yeah, no, I get that. Your childhood was built on instability,
lack
of trust, lack of care. You know, it must be really, really hard for you.
Yep.
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, sorry, I was just coughing, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so I'm going to write to the local authorities of the foster care that you say that as a child.
Yep.
Did you have any sort of issues with social services or any run-ins with the police at the time of your foster?
No, not when I was in foster care, no.
Okay, so it was just after. Wasn't
it? It was just after. But the social workers that we had as kids, they were useless.
Yeah,
they did absolutely nothing.
No, I get that. They seem to have let everybody down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind me asking what you went to jail for, George?
Assault.
Okay. And what, is that anger issues, you think? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Okay. Because of anger issues. Do you still suffer with anger issues, George?
No, not anymore. I've kind of learned how to deal with it, you know, over the years.
Yeah, you don't deal with that with, you know, sort of cannabis or any sort
I don't take any drugs whatsoever, no.
Okay, all right, perfect. Okay, so what I'll do, George, is I'll write to the relevant authorities, the social services. I'll gather all your information that I can get. We'll do that under the threat of legal action as well, so I'm not just asking for it. I am going to demand it.
Yeah.
Do you want copies of everything I find, George?
No, I prefer not to.
Okay, that's perfect.
I'd rather just keep it. I know I don't want to really, you know, have it sitting about, because then it'll just make me go, you know, back through it all over again and again.
Yeah, get that. Some people want it, George, just to piece together.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, so once I get your information, George, me and you will go through it together. We'll go through all your statements as well, make sure that we haven't missed anything out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do what's called a final submission to Scottish Redress.
Yep.
What happens then, George, is we'll then get what's called a panel date, where your case will be judged on the evidence proven, evidence shown, and obviously your statements and testimonials. And then hopefully we'll get an offer.
Yep.
We will advise you whether to accept or reject that offer, George. And then from there, hopefully you'll get some maximum recognition and obviously maximum compensation.
That's great, thank you.
Just to let you know, George, this is going to be, this isn't a quick turnaround, buddy.
Yeah, I know that. They explained that to me before, and they said it could take months and months. But...
yeah, it's anywhere between 6 and 8 months, but I will be, obviously it's in my best interest and our law firm's best interest to get it to you as quickly as we possibly can.
No problem. Obviously, you
don't get paid, we don't get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, buddy. So what I'll do is I'll contact you each month just for a check-in, really.
Yeah.
We'll go through everything together and we'll just, you know, catch up each month. Just to let you know, George, obviously due to the sensitivity nature of these cases, I do have to run you back over our fees just to make sure that you 100% understand our fees and make sure you understand, you know, there are other options out there for you. And I'll run through those with you now. It'll only take a couple of minutes.
Yes, you're welcome.
You don't actually need a law firm to apply to Scottish Redress, George. You can do it yourself. But obviously that would entail you gathering your own evidence, whether you wish to do that, and presenting your own case. It's obviously then a game of trust, if you like, to trust the Scottish Government, the authorities that have already let you down, to give you a fair compensation package. Without obviously the weight of a law firm behind you. There are other lawyers out there, George, who won't charge you any fees, but will help you apply. They get paid direct from the Scottish Government. They participate in what's called a government legal fee scheme. Now, they get paid £2,000, whether you win, lose or draw. I can't legally comment on those law firms' practices, what they do for you, or probably more importantly, George,
You pay peanuts, you get monkeys. The issue there is they get paid whether you win or lose. So,
just to let you know, we don't participate in that scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. Well, we're hitching our horse to your wagon. We do that under a no-win, no-fee. What that means is we win with you, we lose with you. You win, we win, you lose, we lose. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So no matter how much work we put into your case, whether that's over 20% worth, we will never charge you more than 20%.
No problem.
We may charge you less than 20% in some instances. But we'll never charge you more. George, it's a genuine no-win, no-fee. And what that means is just because you've been through all the emotional hardship that you've been through, it'd be unfair and unethical for us to put you under any sort of financial hardship. We would never charge you. Our regulator wouldn't allow us to charge you if you did lose or we were unsuccessful. So, like I said, if you win, you get paid. You pay us if you're unsuccessful. You don't owe us anything.
No problem.
Is that okay? Do you understand those things?
Yeah, that's fine.
Still happy for me to continue.
Just carry on.
Just to let you know, George, you do have what's called a 14-day cool-off period from the date you signed the documents with us. What that means is that up to day 14, you can rip the documents up and walk away from us and obviously pursue this whichever which way you want. What it means is obviously your case is on hold until that 14-day because we don't want to really incur any costs. You do have the right, George, to waive that 14-day period.
I want to waive that. I spoke to a gentleman who was it last week, and I said, just to carry on.
Yeah, okay, perfect. What I'll do, George, I'll acknowledge that you've waived the 14-day. I'll start on your case as soon as possible. I will get the information. I'll start writing to get the information out ASAP. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers you need. Obviously, if you need to have a chat with me, just ring me. if you're struggling with your mental health, give me a call. Obviously, if it gets too bad or too overwhelming for you, ring the local authorities, the police, ambulance, or your GP, buddy. Is that okay?
No problem.
Fantastic, George. Any questions for me, sir?
No, that's it. Everything's great.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll be in touch as soon as possible, and I'll start away from the case now.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, George. Enjoy your day, buddy. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Thanks, boys.
Bye now. Bye-bye.